It's the People's Podcast Show with Adrian Biddle, Melissa Bartlett, and your boy, Kerry Bigsby. It's your show. So tell us what you want to talk about. It's at the Round Table Podcast Show.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's that day.
It's that time. Yes, sir.
Indeed. Go get my dance.
So what's going on, family?
All right, family. Live once again. It's kind of cool, man, on Wednesdays. It's like, you know, when a lot of people be waiting to get to the middle of the week because it's going to be close to the end of the week. But shoot, middle of the week means I get to hang out with my favorite people right here. So as y'all know, you have come on once again to the At the Roundtable Podcast Show. It is the People's Podcast, as the man, the myth, the legend, A Money, Adrian Biddle, has so eloquently said in the past, because we do everything for you guys. So,
right.
So with that being said, we also have in our top, hold on, let me make sure I'm pointing correctly, here in this top corner right here, it is the Lady of Elegance, the one that keeps things going, keeps us in order, as y'all know. It is Melissa Pitbull Bartlett. What's going on, sis?
Hey, family. It is your girl Pitbull. I'm here. Well, I do miss the in-person energy that we share with each other when we're in studio. It's things like this that makes it to keep it moving, keeping us to be together and being able to provide the show with streaming. I am currently back home in my still a country, black and gold, Pittsburgh, and I can still, you know, be with my brothers and do this show. So I'm super excited about tonight, and I'm not going to brag, but tomorrow's my Friday, okay?
Uh-oh.
I only got one more day to work,
It's
all good in here, okay?
Must be nice.
Must be nice.
And we got our what? Big bro, CD, the man that what?
Stirs the drink, the conductor himself. Mr. Kosher.
Kosher Media.
Yes, indeed. Yes, you indeed.
Got to say it fast, A Money. Media.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. My apologies.
Yeah, because we do it for the culture here on the After Roundtable Podcast, right. Show. Yes, indeed. It is so cool. We already got our friend, our family. She's a frenemily. I don't know how she put that word together, but it's Charlie Too. Thank you for joining us tonight, sis, hey, on After Roundtable Podcast Show. It is so cool, so cool. Oh, listen to her. She's bragging too. Happy Friday Eve. Oh, man. We didn't get that memo, A-Money.
Nah, we didn't. We didn't. Hey, I missed out on that one.
I hear 112 in my head. Mm-hmm. Told you we won't stop. And I told you that we won't stop. Hey.
That is what's up. So, family, if y'all joining us on At the Roundtable Podcast Show tonight, as you know, we always have a What You Talking About Wednesday. But before we get into that, I want to go ahead and shoot something out to you, because we kind of asked this question on social media earlier, and we're going to do it live right now. And if you're tuning in right now, we want you to answer this question for us. As you know, At the Roundtable Podcast Show, the People's Podcast, has been doing it for 4 years, and four elegant, immensely intense, deep down, duddy, 4 years we've been doing this for y'all, bringing it to the people, the culture to the people. And we pose a question. We want to know from you, should we go weekly or should we be bi-weekly? That's the question, and only you can answer it. So if you get a chance, we're going to ask this question throughout the show. We want you to post your comments at the bottom. Let us know, should we be weekly or bi-weekly? And what would you like to hear on At the Roundtable Podcast Show? Because it is your show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, Leo energy. Yes.
No Leo's, doubt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Feel like I'm opening around with Leo sometime. But that's okay. It is all right. Charlie says she's here for it all.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a true family member right there.
That's yeah. right.
Yes. Certainly is.
So tonight,
what you sipping on? What you sipping on?
Me? Oh, let me tell you something. I'm gonna go ahead and brag. I had a taste for some iced tea. Okay, been doing good. Been doing my water, do my lemon water, do my little herbs in water and things of that nature. But I had the taste for iced tea, and we went to the grocery store, my wife and I, and they did not have, but they had some Milo's in there. I'm not a big fan of Milo's, So my wife turns around. She said, "I can make you some iced tea. I got you." Man, I get home and she done brewed this iced tea, put a little bit of sugar. She's trying to get me off the sugar, trying to look out for my diet. But she put in that lemon. Boy, been in heaven for about 2 days, y'all. I don't ask for a lot. I don't. But when she does things, it just touches my heart and makes my belly just jump for joy.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right.
Look at there.
Go ahead on.
It's a Kool-Aid smile.
I know, right? Instead of, hey, Kool-Aid, I'm like, hey. Sweet tea. Nay has done it. So thanks to my babe for doing that. Dennis Barton, thank you for joining us, man.
Hey, welcome.
Dennis, I'm here, dude. What's up?
Yep, she's live in the state. He's a Carolina style. You know sweet enough to make popsicles? No. Let me tell you. She gets on me about sugar. That has been my biggest thing. Even though I've switched up diet-wise and stuff, it is the sugar that I've just... something about having sweets. So I've done away with Krispy Kreme donuts. I've done away with a whole bunch of different sweets and stuff.
Hurt my soul. Oh, yeah.
Hurt me too.
Man, yeah, that was like a gut punch right there.
Yeah, I jumped. I said, oh.
I had to do it, man. I had to do it because I was getting too comfortable going to Krispy Kreme on Saturdays sometimes. Just get up in there and just roll and get me the three and eat them before I get home so nobody would know. That's when you know you got a problem right there.
Oh, you don't know how to do it. You get the donut hole cup to eat on the way up the road and then you have the donuts, you know? That's what I do.
That's too much. That's too much. So it's the Charlie Tubes. It is not that sweet, but it's a good lemony flavor. That was pretty cool right there. Oh yeah, I'm serious. I am so serious.
And you know Arnold Palmer was from Pittsburgh, so I'm just gonna throw that out there.
A Pittsburgh reference.
Yes. I like how she screwed that in. Yeah, oh no, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I know. Just so you know.
But yeah, so tonight, y'all, two things. We definitely want to know from you guys, should we go weekly or bi-weekly? Because your decision will help us take this thing to the next level. We already got some things in the works, but we want to know from you what route we should go. And we also want to hear from you as far as what topics we need to bring, as well as who would you like to see on the show? It could be even you. If you want to say it, you want to be on here, that's great. Go ahead and say it, and we will get you on here as well. On the promise of the truth.
They are.
Now, don't go get that diet on Arnold Palmer that Arizona tea makes. Why they do that?
Yeah.
That's one thing, y'all. I question that a lot. Because, like, we'll go to the store and we're buying something, and you'll see something that says diet, and it'll be like, man, why do they make something so good? Diet. It don't taste the same. It just,
Yeah, Arizona need their tails whipped for that one.
I know, right?
So, guys, you know, I've had some distractions and some issues family-wise, so I did not get my usual what you want to talk about Wednesday list from my peoples. But
you know, we love the freestyle.
Uh-oh, not a freestyle.
Freestyle?
Even in the crates, he's a freestyle. Right off the dome. I got bars.
Yeah.
I do want to Oh, Charlie Ooh. Chu said, if you go bi-weekly, the topics and the guests could build up anticipation. And of course, I would love to come back.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Put that on the calendar.
Yeah, put it on the calendar.
Thank you for that answer too, Charlie.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate that. So, even though we going freestyle, son, what's going to be the first topic on deck, son? Come on, money.
You sound like a private school kid trying to be hard.
With Tim's on, son. Come on, son.
You got Tim's on. With the little polo shirt.
I know, right? All button up in your top. Hard. Hard.
All right. Well, I thought the first one out then. Appreciate that, Charlie. Always here with my family, no doubt. So this Saturday it'll be the 20th anniversary of 9/11. So first topic I'm throwing out there is, where were you and how did you feel?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. That's a very good one.
Where were you on 9/11 and how did you feel?
Go ahead, CD.
I'm trying to think. I know, gosh, I want to say that when that happened, I think we were actually home, and when we caught glimpse of what happened, we were shocked. I mean, because it's one of those things in which you're like, you know, is that real? You know, is that? And then what happens is when reality does hit is when the second airplane hit, and it was just like, it was, you know, and my cousin, I had a cousin that actually worked downtown in the area, and I was concerned about him. And it is just one of those things. I was at home, and we were just blown away that something like that could have happened. Because, you know, in your mind you're thinking like, okay, movies and things of that nature, but for that to actually happen, and then to hear additionally where it happened, you know, Pentagon, and you know, it was just, and then the one plane that actually did go down, because the people on the plane bonded together in order to stop what was going on.
Like 93.
Yeah, it was just one of those things, sitting at home, just totally just numb afterwards, you know, because so many people lost their lives, and for that to happen here, I think a lot of people, we took our safety for granted, basically. We really did. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So true. About you, Melly Mel.
So there's so many folds to that day for us. Benea was about to be one. She turned one that November. So she had a routine of waking up, and then we would get her, put her in the bed, give her a milk cup. And so she, Ben, and I were doing our regular thing, and the phone rang, you know, early in the morning. And it was her godfather saying, yo, turn on the news. Like, some idiot flew into the Twin, like, into one of the U.S., the World Trade Center. So we turned on the news, and, you know, of course, this is when Brian Gumbel was on, what was it called, Morning Show. And so today, and it's like, it was just so unreal. It caught everybody off guard. And we're like, somebody flew into the World Trade Center, like one of the buildings. Like, is this for real? Like, is this cool? And right, probably, what was it, like 9 minutes later, when the second plane hit, we watched it coming around and going into. And that's like when it clicked, like, this is not an accident. And by this time, we had gotten up, we went downstairs and we were watching the TV downstairs. And I remember, you know, holding my child, and Ben's immediately on the phone because he's from New York. At the time, his mom had a government job and his sister worked in Manhattan for magazine. And so he's on the phone, like, trying to get in contact with him, and the lines are crazy. So that was the whole anticipation at that point. Like, we need to contact them. And then people are calling us that knows that his family's in New York. And it was just bananas. Like, it was bonkers that morning. And I just remember holding my baby like, oh my God, you know, what happened? Mm-hmm. And all throughout the day, they couldn't filter. They couldn't edit, you know, so you had this live feed of the burning buildings and what you thought was debris, and people was deciding, I'm jumping to take my life. You know what I'm saying? The whole day was crazy. And I was so glad that Ben didn't have to work that day, because I didn't know, you know, you don't know what to feel when that happens, because you do have your safety. You're always thinking, not here. This is something that you read about on another, in another country, you know, an act of terrorism, an act of war. This is stuff you read about happening elsewhere, not in your country. And then you start hearing about the Pentagon, and then you start hearing about the Flight 93, and, you know, all throughout the day, it was crazy. And with Benea being, she's turning 21 in November, they have no recollection of what the World Trade Center buildings looked like.
Yeah.
Other than pictures. And we went to the memorial, one of the visits to New York, but they don't know what that's like. And, you know, to finally hear from his mom and to finally hear from his sister. And I'll never forget Ben hanging up the phone after, like, both of them were at the apartment and talking together. And you just break down, because you're like, she's on the subway. She takes the, you know what I'm saying? She takes the train. They already had evacuated the government buildings, so they didn't really know what it was, but they kind of had a clue. Like, so they evacuated all the government buildings, so his mom was able to get to work and get back home without any problems. But his sister had a, you know, had an issue getting back home. And to feel the relief and to hear, like, okay, they're okay. And then afterwards, post 9/11, the fear to fly. Travel, you know, because you don't know if they can do this to a bus, they can do this to a train. When I flew for the first time after 9/11, I almost went into a full-blown panic attack, because you were scared to death to get on a plane. You know what I'm saying? It was very, very, very eerie. But what makes me, I guess, puzzled is the love and the unity. Even though you still had some jerks that was trying to target Muslim and Muslim faith believing people, the country came together. It didn't care about what you look like, where you lived. We felt a loss and we mourned together. And now we're, you know, look at the last 4 years. You forgot about all of that. You know what I'm saying? But just before, you probably was one of them people that was like, hey, how you doing, bud? Come here. Or, you know what I mean? Like, now all of a sudden you forgot about that. It's definitely a history-making place, a history-making event. And I'm glad that I was alive to witness it. But it's always a loss. I still feel the loss. Hey, money.
Yeah, man, you need to chime in.
Oh yeah, real quick, because I see our family out there are commenting on it as well. I was, matter of fact, me and Ben was working at the same location, but yeah, like you said, I think he was off that day, and I will remember I was working in a call center. I was out on the floor, and I was hearing people saying that, hey, a small commuter jet or plane hit one of the World Trade Center buildings. And I said, ah, okay. And, you know, not dismissing it, but didn't really take into account the seriousness of it at that time, because I was unable to view, or everything I was receiving was hearsay. Mm-hmm. So the whispers became louder and louder and louder. So I took my break, went in the break room, and it was being televised at the time on CNN. Now I remember seeing a gaping hole in one of the buildings, and I mean just ablaze. And I was shocked. And then pretty much like Melissa said, no sooner than I had just walked in and got that image in my head, another plane hit the other tower. And I was like, what in the bleep is going on? And then, like she said, also all of a sudden it hit. This is intentional. This is an attack against the United States. And then hearing all the other planes, the Pentagon, the other plane that went down. Yeah, I was shocked. Like you said, Carrie, earlier, it felt like a movie. It's something that you would see in a movie, instead of it being drawn out in real life and televised on TV, and like. Melissa was saying it was just raw. And like she said, everything was coming in, was unfiltered, was unedited. So everything was just raw. And it, you got in your emotions. You were like, you went through so many different emotions. You were mad, you were sad, and you were, I mean, every type of emotion, you thinking about your family, everybody all right. I remember at the time in Charlotte, they were thinking about evacuating some of our financial buildings downtown as well. Yeah. So that and for that situation to happen, as Melissa was saying, and to galvanize the whole nation to come together as one, that was one of the most probably enlightening feelings that I ever felt before. It was like she said, we didn't look at each other indifferently. Everybody was just one, and we set out to try to take care of one another. But that was my experience. And like I said, I know we got some comments coming in right now, people who want to share theirs as well.
Yeah, they're definitely chiming in in great lengths too. Thank y'all for joining us and saying that. Charlie was like, I was under the plane that left out of Dulles going into my all glass building at work, and planes were hanging above the building. I worked about 5 miles from the airport. I also lost an acquaintance in the Pentagon, and my cousin didn't go in for her last day at the towers that day. I'm still so wowed by the 6 degrees of separation, especially on that day.
Wow.
Yeah. Dennis says, I worked late that day, so I was in bed listening to Howard Stern, and when it went from funny to serious, I got up, turned on the TV, and was just shook. Started making my calls to family, making sure everyone was okay. That's definitely seems like the thing. Terry just said, I honestly don't feel or think about 9/11 often. I was 8 years old in Cali. I wasn't even awake. It was like 5 or 6 a.m. I know about it, but it's just like this thing happened and that's it. Yeah. For a lot of young people. And I think that's interesting because, there are certain things that are so paramount that happen every decade or every 2 decades that individuals can remember and then younger people don't. So here's the irony, because like right now, the COVID virus is the thing that she will definitely remember and be able to tell her children's children in comparison to us, you know, thinking about, you know, what happened years ago in which, you know, we were under a full-blown terrorist attack. Charlie mentioned too, she said, then today they announced they identified 2 more victims for the first time since 2018-2019. Wow. Yeah. Shatoya, thank you for joining us on At the Roundtable. She said, yes, the only time everyone came together as one. That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
And that's and I guess that's even more ironic, because at that time, everyone came together and everyone realized that, you know, we're not, quote unquote, the invincible country that we thought we were, and that we all are together as one. Now, you go years forward into now, in which we have a situation, a pandemic that has literally caused division. you would think it would bring many of us together.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
You think.
You would think so. And I cried so much that day. That because they, again, was doing so much and playing voicemails and, I mean, just too much from the people on the plane and calling you. Like, I'm not, I mean, it just mm-hmm. shook my soul. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how do you get that message? You know what I'm saying? That, cause you know, they know, hey, I know mm-hmm. we're gonna die. You know, especially the people that was on flight 93. We know yep. we gonna die. We made a decision. We will not let this plane reach the White House.
Yep. Yeah. And they, and some of, and here's the thing that got me too, which really, this what really affected me was the fact that there were people that were actually talking to their loved ones, letting them know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's recordings that tell of, you know, people saying, you know, baby, I love you. This is it. They've taken over. You know, I wish I could be there. I mean, there's just so many.
We're gonna try it. We're gonna get the plane. We're taking the plane back.
Right.
We're gonna take the plane back. I mean, it still gives me goosebumps. You know, mm-hmm. That and I don't know. It makes you appreciate life. You know, of course. You know, we go on and start living life again. Everybody on flights, you jumping on 2-3 of them. You know, you right back where you know, but. I'm still shook. I'm still shook that happened.
Yeah. Terry just said the only thing that really freaks me out is someone told me that the subway runs under the towers and people were under there and it died without ever knowing what happened.
Mm.
Yeah.
They did. Mm-hmm.
They did. Yep. They did. The subway system is expansive in New York. Okay.
Right.
Every day they are building subway tunnels. There are still subway tunnels that are that have been, you know, shut down. There are some that are still in use that have been in use for well over 70, 80 years. So yeah, for that to occur and people are just going about their normal day and that was it, you know, it makes you wonder. It actually makes you realize too that every day is not promised, man.
That's true.
It's not that
is true.
And what you do now could either, you know, create ripples in time or echoes, and you should live life to its fullest and do the best that you can. Because we just know that.
Every day, yes.
Every day. Yes, sir.
Every day. That was a good one, eh, Money? Man, I'm telling you, these What You Talking About Wednesdays always
bring it out. That's why he ate Money, because he brings it back.
Silly.
Yo. Silly. All right, so what's our next? Okay, I'm going to throw it out there.
I was going to say, I got something that's not as heavy.
Go ahead.
Actually, I just have a text. I just got a text that wanted to talk about people's holiday plans because the pandemic. What would you do different from 2020 and 2021 as far as holidays? Because we're still in the pandemic.
That's a good question.
That is.
Are you more relaxed? Or are you even more scared? You know what I'm saying? Cautious, I should say. Maybe not scared. Even more cautious.
Well, I know on my end, I know we take precautionary measures when we're around here or visiting each other. The sad part about it is that it's sticking in the back of your head, though. I mean, we like to open up the table to more than our family and maybe our extended family and maybe friends as well. But sometimes mm-hmm. even now you have to take into account that being that it's indoors most of the time when you're celebrating like that, it could foster someone getting affected the more people that you have. So
right.
I guess on our end we pretty much have a limited amount of people we would normally have over during the holidays and everything, which is unfortunate because like to entertain, you like to be around people, especially close friends, family, and everything like that. So as far as taking those precautionary measures and probably having to close the circle a little bit more, it hurts, but you have to think about your safety as well as your friends' safety, as well as your family's safety. Mm-hmm. You don't want to put them in any type of uncompromisable position as well.
Good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
CD? Definitely being cautious because of how things are. The last year holiday was not good at all. And I would say I definitely would want to be cautious. I think our family has now come to the terms, at least our close family, have come to the terms that they know that it's best to err on the side of caution rather than forgiveness and sorrow.
Mm.
Yeah, it's one of those things in which, you know, I enjoy spending time with friends and family. I can only imagine how other people are, but you know, I relish those moments. But at the same time, though, I want to make sure everybody's okay, and I want to be able to enjoy other endeavors with people. So I know for us, we were talking about it, and we were saying, you know, we're probably going to do the very same thing, which we keep it close here. Unless we know a family member has had the vaccine. And then if we do something, you know, we're going to do a little bit here and then a little bit outside on the deck. But as far as going full blown, like we would normally do, because our family is known for, we usually do family dinners every Sunday. Not every Sunday, but every Sunday of a month we would do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is almost like a distant memory. Mm. For almost, what, a year and a half?
Going on, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's one of those things in which, you know, we'd rather be cautious and stuff. Hey, we'll Zoom and just, you know, y'all show me your smoked turkey and your grilled turkey and your whatever, and I'll show you my tofu turkey. We can just do it like that because I would rather, you know, make sure that everybody's okay, and then later on we can all fellowship.
Try to
do something now, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're hearing bad news.
Right. Same with me. Y'all know I found out I had COVID right before Thanksgiving, the Monday before. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So, definitely don't want to be sick. But mm-hmm. I have one of my friends, she does sweet treats. And she said that she plans mm-hmm. on making granola cookie jars and sweet potato jars with marshmallows and giving them to her family, like in little mason jars with, you know, a little tag that says, you know, something about family and being grateful and thankful. That's her thing that she's doing because she's not letting anybody at the house. So I said that was very creative.
Very
nice. So
yeah.
I think we're going to keep it close as well. Like just, you know, hang out in the house mm-hmm. and, you know, eat. And I usually do like new pajamas so we could just eat and have pajamas and that's it. I'm still nervous mm-hmm. about this. And even though we're venturing out more than we did during 2020, still nervous.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah. Dennis just said, I'm relaxed, but have a paranoia about it every now and then. I'm taking a trip down to the Carolinas and we'll go to the beach. I've waited for the off season on purpose, even vaxxed. I think about it. I think about if I get in a room that's kind of full. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Because mm-hmm. there's no, you know, even though we're vaxxed, you know, it's like there's still a possibility in which you can get the Delta and, you know, at least you'll have a fight you know, against it rather than, you know, the way it was beforehand. Toy says Zoom has become very popular for gatherings. You can even play games.
Yeah.
Good point, sis. True. Very true. Very mm-hmm. true.
Yes.
So you can crack a fool. I know we did last year. It was funny because and that's the thing about, you know, when you use technology and social media and such, because the young people in our family actually proposed us getting together on Zoom as family members. And we had an amazing time just to be able to just see each other and laugh and joke and act silly. And a lot of people, we didn't see a lot of people for quite some time. And just to be able to do that, I think that's a blessing to have that type of tool. And hopefully more people will understand that, you know, just because you can't get, you know, Cousin Pete's world famous bourbon chicken, I mean, that's okay. That is all right. Just as long as you get to see each other.
Yeah, you know, we love Cousin Pete's bourbon chicken, man. Love Cousin
Pete, you know, he be killing it. But, you know, and A-Money, I know it's probably hurting you mostly, too, because, you know, them, you know.
Yeah, you know.
During that time, you know. You got the chitlin' dance, y'all. You got the chitlin' dance. Yeah. Oh man!
Look at y'all stirring up emotions already.
No smile before it's time. Go ahead,
that's
man.
That's right.
Terry said we are in full quarantine as of October 11th to prepare for the baby. I honestly don't know when we will start seeing family in person again. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing, and that's the thing, especially with young people. This thing is hitting young people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people that had not been vaccinated. But I'm not even going to get into that because that's part of the topic thing we're going to talk about later on. We're going to hold off because I know we're going to have different, you know, opinions and such on it. But, yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes, you know, I was telling Renee just the other day, sometimes you got to switch up the game in order to see where your position is and place on the game board. And, you know, sometimes you got to change it up. There's nothing wrong with that.
True that. All right, before you segue into your question, CD, what was the question that you were asking the audience again?
Oh, there's two questions. The first question, y'all, is we are at the Roundtable Podcast Show, and we want to know from the people, because it's the people's podcast, should we be weekly or bi-weekly? Okay? Should we have a show every week and bring you the hits, or should we wait and do it every other week and bring you the hits? All right. Yeah. And if so, what topics and what people would you like to see on the show? What would you like to see more on the After Roundtable Podcast Show? Because it is the people's podcast.
No doubt.
See what people are going to say.
Yeah, we already had Charlie, who already participated and gave us her feedback on it. So, anybody else that want to share their opinion on it, please share.
Oh, can I do a shameless plug too? Because we are on various podcast channels.
Oh, you beat me to it. I'm saving that for the end, but go ahead, share.
You did the people, man. Go ahead.
That's your baby right there. That's your baby. Appreciate you doing that too.
Oh man. Well, family, here's the thing. We you know, we wanted to bring in again because we say we are the people's podcast, and we have done a lot of work to make sure that we can be heard on various channels, such as, you know, Spotify, such as Apple. You know, we also got a website, believe it or not. We have dropped a website, and I'm gonna put the link to the website in the chat feature, and I'm gonna broadcast it out there so you guys can see it. And you can actually go to the website instead of, if you don't want to go to YouTube and such and watch it, you can actually go to our website and watch all of our shows over the past 4 years that we've done. It's pretty cool, and we actually can do a poll on there. You can actually drop your comments on there. You can actually drop your topics that you want to hear on At the Roundtable Podcast Show on that website. So I'll be putting a link in the chat very shortly so you guys can check it out. But yeah, we're on actually 5 to 7 different podcast channels. And A Money has just dropped some information. Well, he and I were back and forth, and Melissa was seeing it as well. But there is actually a award show regarding podcasts that is national. I'm just saying. You could be on there. Oh, look at the response. Younger speakers. What you talking about, Terry?
She wants some younger guests. She wants some guests that got a little swag on here.
Oh,
she wants.
Got that drip.
Yeah, that drip. Okay. Appreciate that.
Good response. Good response. I like that. Shatoya said, weekly gives opportunity to hear from your viewers more. Bi-weekly may give more topics to catch up on.
Okay.
I like that. Very in-depth. Thank you, Toy.
Yes.
Selfishly, I say weekly. Bi-weekly might make more sense, though.
Okay.
Got a lot to think about. Okay.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I like that.
I got a message that says, I would like to see you guys feature more musical guests.
Oh, okay.
What kind of musical guests?
Yeah. Angie Bell just hit me. Want to know about additional people. Okay, Angie, I hear you. All right. Yeah, what kind of
musical guests? Look, we got another young person. We got another young person reference. Musical guests with more people that do like more younger music.
Okay.
Younger. Okay, so talking about some they ain't talking about no Bobby Womack. They're talking about some
They don't want no jazz dudes. They want some a little younger. And I mean R&B, but little young cat. So I get it. So y'all saying that we have not been available to all demographics. I guess that's what I'm saying. That's kind of what I'm interpreting that as.
We'll work on that then. We will appreciate that feedback.
Charlie said weekly, why not? And bi-weekly guests.
That's a nice compromise.
That's a very, very good one. See?
Podcast,
y'all. Yeah. You guys.
Right.
Yeah.
I knew our family would have our back. I knew it.
Yes. Love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. You think on that. Okay. Feel me. Weekly and bi-weekly guests.
So we do the show weekly, but we only have guests every other week. Is that what you're saying, Charlie?
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
I think we can do it. I think can we can do that.
This is kind of heavy, but kind of not. I have a story.
Okay.
So there has been an increase in divorces. 2021 during a pandemic, like a lot of people didn't realize, you know what, being stuck in the house you all day long with like no other outside, I don't like you, so I'm out.
Oh damn, right there. Wow.
So, I bring this up because there's a guy who divorced his wife without her knowing, so he's like been moving stuff out the house. And this is a friend that's telling me this story. So he's moving stuff out the house. He's like little by little, just moving stuff. And then on Saturday, like he usually does the yard. So his plan is like to do the yard on Saturday and act like he got to pack up and get gas for the yard stuff. And he's never coming back.
Wow.
How in the world?
Wow.
I'm like, this is not for real. They were like, yo, it's serious. Like, that's his plan. I said, wow. Yeah. So how many people, you know, have survived? How many people have a relationship that have survived a pandemic? How many people survived a pandemic? How many of your relationships have survived? Just throw a heart in the comments. Just throw a heart. Because it's something that is definitely true.
That is something in my mind. I'm just seeing him like, you know, he's getting gas. He's like, I'm out. I'm done. Cut this yard. I'm out. Thanks, Ms. Robinson. We'll see you no more. Yeah.
Wow. I'm speechless over that one.
I cannot believe this. I'm like, you got to be lying to me. Like, nah, I'm not lying. I said, wow. Okay.
Terry said, me.
Me? I know you did. Even if you did, he ain't going nowhere. me and you forever.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie said, my grandfather left for bread and cigarettes, was gone from the marital home until he died.
Oh, wow. Oh,
man.
Charlie, how long were they married?
Charlie.
When he decided that he needed to bounce, how long were they married?
Oh, man. Wow.
Well, that's some.
He's mine forever, she said. Yeah, that's that, you know. I can't even imagine doing that. Like, oh, man. Oh, God, we're out of. We're out of money, Brad. I'll be right back.
She's like, it's taking that long to get gas with a weed whacker? Where you at?
I don't even know what to say about that.
I know, right? Shatoya said, big lack of communication there. There could have been a conversation about him feeling smothered or whatever the case was.
Mm-hmm. Good hair, Shatoya. I don't know. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah. Well, I can honestly say, man, I think it really helped our relationship, because I think what happened was you stopped taking people for granted. I can't speak for everyone, but I know, you know, for me, you know, to be able to see somebody in a different light, and that coupled with the fact that you just don't know what the next day is going to bring because of the pandemic. And then when you go through that situation and your loved one goes through the situation and then your family is affected, I think there's just certain things that occur. And then, you know, for you to be able to look back on it and you're like, man, we made it. You know, you have a greater appreciation of the individual that you're with. Because I can honestly say without a shadow of a doubt, I don't know if anyone else could have done what she did for me and with me during this. And, and I know, you know, I'll just put it out there. I've talked to Adrian, you know, as guy to guy about, you know, relationships and things of that nature. He's a great sounding board. And, you know, I look at him and his wife and I'll be like, wow, you know, and, you know, I'll be, wow, you know, it's one of those things in which you really appreciate it, especially when you see it elsewhere. You appreciate what you have. And you find yourself kind of like taking tips and tricks in order to kind of like bring that over. And I can say during the course of this, it really made me appreciate what I have. Without a shadow of a doubt. That's why I got this sweet kid. Yes.
I think that the pandemic made people truly have to see like who they're with, and there's no distractions. There's nothing that you can make an excuse for or you can ignore, because all the things that you probably would go to or do to maybe get over those flaws or whatever the case, they were removed. So you didn't have a choice but to see this person for who they really are. Yeah. And you started to understand, yo, I cannot deal with this. Or you go, wow, I never realized that they did XYZ in the morning for me, because I just get up and I'm out the door. You know what I mean? Mm. So, you know, it's twofold, you know?
Yes. I consider it a blessing. You hear how the older folks say that we have to, once they retire, we have to relearn each other. Well, we in a position right now where we get the opportunity with our loved ones to relearn each other and take account of the stuff that they would know, as Carrie was saying too, as well as you too, Melissa, the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that sometimes we may take for granted. It's eye-opening. Mm-hmm. And it has certainly strengthened our bond as well, more so than what I would have ever thought. So like I said, I take that as a true blessing.
Charlie Two's had to throw this in. She said, decades. He lived another 50 plus for comparison. Oh, and they never legally divorced. LOL.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back then.
Yeah. Dennis said, even worse, try to start a relationship with everything closed or open half capacity. Where do you go to get together or meet anyone new? Trying to get to know someone when you have this dark cloud over it only makes it tougher.
Mm. That's true. I guess some online dating sites. So I'm sure they doing good right about now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but check this out, Dennis. Just like, you know, back in the day, remember when we were young? We ain't had no car. All we had was that rotary phone.
Pick up the phone.
Hey, picked up that phone. Put on that boom box with that mixtape I just made from the Quiet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you better get creative.
You talking in front of the mirror trying to get your voice real low. Trying to get your voice real low. Trying to press.
Yeah.
So, A-Money, is that what you do before it's time for us to go on?
I'm sorry. Wow.
And you know what? You know what? CD, she was doing so good. So good. Even before the show. Even before the show. Wow. I mean, I said we're gonna have a good day right now. And then there she goes. She couldn't contain herself.
I couldn't help it.
Terry said that would be us. We would never get divorced, LOL. We would be neighbors.
Oh. Wow.
And if you win it.
So I can say CJ and I saw an opportunity to focus on our family, and that was such a blessing. COVID probably made us happy.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie 2 said, I can dig it.
Yeah, Shatoy, he be in the mirror like, people podcast. It's the people
podcast. Yeah. CD.
I'm trying, man.
Bite your bottom lip, man. Bite your bottom lip.
Family, I so miss working with these two. Like, they took me under their wing. Like, you know, how I met them, you know, happened to be blessed, our paths to cross through a job, through, you know, a career. Mm-hmm. And I have always messed with A-Money because I just so respect them so much. Both of my brothers, I respect them. And so I always like to make him make the face, or he get the giggling in his eyes, if y'all chinky. I know I made my day. I made my quota then. I'm good.
Oh, so wait a minute. So we meeting quotas now.
Okay.
Wow.
So, family, would you like for Melissa to meet her quota weekly or bi-weekly by means of that Roundtable Podcast Show? Chime in at the bottom. Let us know. Weekly or bi-weekly quota as she and A-Money banter with each other. Terry just said, we went through health scares in our first year of marriage, so that was a hurdle we already passed. I also saw CJ turn into this man that I knew he could be, and it was like falling in love again. Aww.
Mm.
I have also worked on myself now, so we are solid. I love my hubby, Woody.
Aww.
That's all right. Yeah, that's so all right.
Oh, that's, man, why they about to have another little baby.
Toya said, that Barry White voice.
I don't know anybody can get him.
You realize you just did it.
I don't think anybody can get low like Barry.
Oh my goodness.
That is something else. All right.
Y'all bad.
That's man.
That's you.
I take it. I am usually the troublemaker.
Yes.
I am.
Own it. That's what I'm talking about. Own that.
Oh,
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are my wings paid off yet? Or are you still paying on my wings?
You know what? I stopped paying on them. And the reason why is because, and people are probably saying, what are y'all talking about? So quick story. So basically when we met, Melissa, when we were at work, Melissa would go in a lot of times on A Money, or she's ready to say certain things and such. And I would remind her of the amazing individual that she is. And I would say, I got your wings on layaway, sis. So they would kind of remind her that, you're almost there. You're going to be that blessing to somebody, them wings. So I can honestly say, because of COVID, I stopped paying on the wings. And the reason why I stopped paying on those wings is because they were paid in full. They had been paid in full. By things that she was doing, with her beautiful daughters graduating and going to college and just doing some amazing things. When she started realizing her immediate potential, mm-hmm. and she started hosting events and people start asking of her, and then mm-hmm. my daughter over here looking at her as a mentor and stuff. Mm-hmm. But God paid those wings in full.
All right.
Now here's the catch.
Uh-oh.
He still has the receipt.
And the way you've been acting on here, I'm hearing that you done missed a couple of payments.
I hear a receipt rattling. Like,
hey, and the last thing we want to do is go take it back for a refund. Oh, we don't want to do that. No. We don't want a refund. Shatoya got jokes. Shatoya said, yes, he did. So she said, your voice was like that, Amon.
Oh. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
man, I'm telling you. So, family, we are on here. It is What You Talking About Wednesday, in which we bring up any and every topic of discussion that you can think about, okay? So, the time is about 6:58. We've got one more topic we're going to bring up, and we're going to leave it. We're going to leave it on a very, very, very fun note. Okay.
All right.
So the last topic of tonight. I'll go ahead and throw it out there. So Liz Mahlers, who was on our show last time, about a week, 2 weeks ago, rather, mm-hmm. she posed a question about the ice cream. So, I guess the question was, what flavor would you be, or what flavor is your sex life?
If you had to describe your sex life with a ice cream flavor, what would it be?
So, I want to throw that out there. And before we go, we still got that question, two questions out there as far as, hey, should it be weekly or bi-weekly? And also, what topics or who would you like to see on our show? All right. So it's a three for before we get ready to go. So ice cream flavor. We're going to go ahead and we're going to give you an example. So Melissa, you said your ice cream flavor would be.
I'm going to change it this time.
Okay.
I don't know. I want something like fun. What's a fun ice cream flavor?
And this is describing what again?
Your sex life.
Oh, okay.
What you trying to say?
No, I'm just.
What you trying to say?
I'm just making sure I'm in the loop here. My bad.
Did you see him? Did you hear him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness. Are you trying to get me back?
No.
With the slick, with the sly, passive aggressive. Okay. I got you, ain't money. I got you, ain't money.
So while she's combing through Ben and Jerry's menu right now, hey money. If you
you might have to come back to me. I had to think of something appropriate.
Appropriate. Hey, this is a podcast.
Yeah. This is true.
Terry just said, I still say caramel and praline. Okay. All right.
Ooh, I got one. I would never eat it, but it sounds good. Almond divinity.
Oh, okay. Got Carrie eyebrow raised over there.
Hey, we just said that her wings paid out. Now she wanna go get holy ice cream.
Yeah.
Look at that. Almond divinity.
That's funny.
That do sound good though. Okay, what's in almond divinity? Now I'm curious. What's in? What's all in?
Almond and coconut. Don't say in divinity. And divinity, I don't know. It's ice cream. It's almond ice cream with marshmallows and chunks of almond.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Okay,
you really don't, but I like the name.
That sounds good. Sounds good. Look, here's it: mocha almond fudge.
Nice, nice. I guess mine should be birthday cake. Ooh. Love cake.
What the song say?
Cake, I'm still on that chunky monkey, man.
Okay. All right.
Hey.
Hey, nothing.
Hold on. I just said chunky monkey.
Hey, keep it to yourself, Melissa. Melissa looked like she was about to say something. I said, keep it to yourself.
You got to whistle.
My bottom lip. Oh, I ain't going to say no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say a word.
Hey, I'm going to throw it out there. Charlie Tunes. Shatoya.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you. Yeah.
We haven't heard from y'all.
What's your ice cream flavor?
And Charlie should be dropping it just like that.
Yes.
She should just be booyah. And the player would be like, yeah. Toya said it. She said strawberry cheesecake.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Those are good ones. Oh gosh, what you got?
You can't do butter pecan.
Some people ain't got a sex life, so theirs might be evaporated milk. Who knows?
Smoke cream. No.
Smoke cream.
It was a lot of work.
I ain't signing off on either one of those two.
Oh, come on, man. Come on. Lady, come on.
They just got ice.
No.
Ice.
They got a slushy. Lemon sorbet.
I'm just saying, from Aldi's.
y'all too.
Keeping it real. Some people might not want to say it, so I just put it on there.
Some people don't want to put it out.
They still got to be at home with that person, so I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there for them. It's okay.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Yeah,
I think Charlie was going to drop one on us. Huh? Even Dennis. I'm surprised Dennis ain't said
it. I know. Yeah. Mr. Barton, you ain't say anything.
Have they left the building?
I don't think so.
So I said, I'm more of a Baskin Robbins, pralines, and cream, but that's close to Terry. LOL.
Hey, to each their own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of our viewers said salted peanut butter berry.
Salted peanut butter berry?
That must be one of those vegan ice creams. Because that must be one of the vegan ice creams.
I'm trying to think of where that is.
First time I heard it.
So many people make ice cream now. So I don't know.
Denison chimed in.
Uh-oh. Rocky Road, easy one. I got a question. So if that's the case, if you with Shatoya said Rocky Road sex life sounds kind of dangerous.
Woo. What's so your question?
The question is, if your sex type is an ice cream flavor, you get with somebody bougie, would they be gelato?
That's a good one.
They probably be.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Gotta go. That's probably what they'll be.
CJ said vanilla because he likes vanilla.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
Hey, he's a simple man, but he's always a favorite. You know what I'm saying? There I got you, CJ.
There you go.
That's it. That's it. Boy, see how you jumped in there real quick?
Yeah. Tied a pretty bubble.
On wings, that boy. See that receipt? Put it back on
the shelf. I got him back.
Oh, man. I'm surprised somebody didn't say, what is it? What is that one? The one that has the three flavors?
Napoleon. Yeah. I said Napoleon.
Oh. Little ice cream.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it to myself. I wanna keep my wings.
What in the world? She said, ooh.
Cause you just said.
Oh, what? You stupid. Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna keep it to myself.
Oh, man.
You said it. I didn't say it.
No, I was saying like a little ice cream, like a little bit of ice cream. You saying, too much today.
What you sipping on again?
For real.
I didn't say it. Carrie said it. I didn't say it.
I said a little ice cream, like a little bit of ice cream. You saying, anyway.
And we're covering all. There's somebody out there that can't say it, so I'm saying it for them.
Oh, okay.
All right, Terry. Thank you.
So nobody said chocolate chip cookie dough.
That's a bit much, ain't it?
Ooh. That's a lot. Moose tracks.
That sounds nasty.
Hey.
Well, maybe somebody got a nasty sex life. Well, then go ahead. Moose tracks. Mm-hmm. It's bomb, though. Okay, Terry.
I'm telling you. Well, family, it looks like I was hoping we were going to go ahead and get at least one more. Oh, here's one. Humble pie.
Oh,
that's an actual ice cream place. Humble pie.
Yeah. That sounds like they need my wings, because I don't know what kind of.
Yeah. All right.
Let it go.
That's interesting.
Get some spicy mango raspberry fiesta.
Oh.
Yeah. Muy caliente.
Oh. That sounds like a handful.
Yeah, she slid that one in there, man.
I did. I see what you did there.
Oh, she's got a bunch of them, but we don't have time.
Unless you want them weekly or bi-weekly. Cookie dough equals babies. Right next to Hennessy. Don't mix the two.
Did you say Hennessy?
She said cookie dough equals babies. Ask how many women out there and had some babies on brown liquor. I'm telling you, they'll tell you. Hopefully you all get some tonight.
That was a good one, Dennis.
Likewise.
Yeah, Dennis Barton.
He said that. That was pretty cool right there.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Well, like I said, I was hoping for our sister to go ahead and throw one in because she does so elegantly. But hopefully she'll get a chance to check this one out, this final question, and make sure she responds. Oh gosh, no, she did.
Terry.
Now you being grown, Nancy. You being grown. You just being grown.
Let's sip on that right there. Oh, I'm parched. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, family, as usual, we come to that time in which we hate to leave, but we've got to go. Got them there. Toy, silly. Toy, we need to do this more. You need to come every Wednesday, boy. I'm telling you, you dropped a plethora. Yes, I dropped the word plethora of good insight and such. CJ is yelling at her now. Get her, CJ. Get her. But yeah, family, it's about that time. Tonight has been amazing. What do you guys think?
Oh, I enjoyed myself. I needed this. Yeah. Family, I ask that you keep my family in prayer, please. We have a long road ahead of us, but, you know, just keep us in your prayers throughout the day. But, yeah. Yeah, I ask that we stay on your heart and on your mind. Mm-hmm. Terry said, I love this.
Oh.
She's still talking about the ice cream.
She's still talking about that raw cookie dough.
I thought she was talking about the show.
Oh,
I don't know.
We
don't know.
We don't know what she's talking about.
It could be.
She's talking about the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, appreciate it, Toya.
Love you too, Toya.
Definitely hope you're.
Yeah, you too.
Some strength and rest, and hopefully you get a chance to join us again. But if you can't, definitely check us out. We'll have it, you know, up and ready. You can check us out on YouTube. You can check us out on Spotify. You can check us out on Google Podcasts, you know, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. Check out our website. I dropped the website link as well, so you can always go there and watch it. And, again, let us know what you think about this show.
And share. As Charlie would say, sharing is caring. So get an opportunity, definitely share.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing is caring, y'all. Because we care for you. We're for this podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, how was that voice? Was that deep enough?
Right? Oh, you got it. Okay. You got it.
Right.
You got it.
Oh man. So family, thank y'all again for joining us tonight. Definitely if you get a chance, be a blessing to somebody else as well. You know, with everything that's going on right now in today's society, it's always good to know you got somebody who has your back, has your good intentions at heart, keep you in prayer. And you know, we definitely ask that you pray for one another, pray for our sis.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing some amazing work right now. She's giving a lot of herself. And we definitely worry about her, and we love her. So definitely keep her and her family in prayer. And if y'all get a chance, be a blessing to somebody. Even if you just go and say something nice to them, ask, I love your deep voice. Makes the difference in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Or you could tell somebody and say, Your wings are mighty. It just touches their heart. You know, be that blessing.
Yeah. And God will certainly bless you back.
That's right.
So again, thank y'all for joining us again, and we will see y'all very soon. No more words of Uncle Pete. Peace, love, and hatred.
Uncle Pete.